Hey Anna, this is Dan Nelson with Local Flash, Google Guarantee Department. How you doing today? Another day in paradise, you know? Thank God it's Friday, finally made it. Yes, ma'am. So, sorry I missed your call. I was just finishing up with another client. How can I help you?
Only
With Google Guaranteed?
yes.
Awesome. Great decision. You guys are gonna absolutely love this program. I get such good feedback on it. So let me just verify a few things. The leads, you want those going to the 210-551-3725 number. Is that correct? Okay, perfect. And service area, do you want it different than what you have now with Google Guaranteed? Like, how far do you guys want to target? Is what I'm asking.
What do you have right now?
Me take a look real quick. Go into.
It what we have in the Google?
Yeah, it's what you have on the Google Business profile. I think they have it set to 50 miles. Yeah, so. Let me ask you, where would you guys want to show up on Google Guaranteed? Like, how far out? So what's gonna happen in a second, I'm gonna send you an application and they're gonna want you to put those cities in there. So it'll be every city you wanna show up on. What I always like to do though, like if you guys are doing a radius, I search all the cities and then I just shoot them to you, like via text or via email. That way it's easier for you to input in the application. But if you know all the cities, I mean you could just enter it there on the application if that's easier for you.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, so we'll just kind of go that way with it. All right, and let me see. Okay, let me just double check the requirements too. Give me a second. I know I already went over these with you guys, but let me just double triple check here. All right. So the business is still currently insured, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then also, so remember there's going to be a background check requirement. Do you guys have a crew of guys, or is it just Jesse out there doing the jobs?
We kind of subcontract, but we do have like people we use all the time.
Okay. So this is what I'm going to recommend. I'm going to send your application in just a second here. When you fill it out, it's going to ask you how many field workers you have. Just put zero field workers, put one owner, okay? And then the background check will only be done on Jesse or whoever you guys put as that one owner. What it will do is it'll just speed the background check process up. That way you don't have to run backgrounds on all your guys too. Okay? Okay. And Google doesn't have a van driving around checking up on it, you know? So I promise you it'll work. Like, it's just a kind of a loophole to get it done faster type of thing. Alright. So the next step to this, do you still have my direct line and extension that I sent you before? Oh.
Extension 771.
Oh, it's 711.
I'm in
711. Yeah, that's probably why you got client support. The same number, the 877 number, extension 711. Anytime you have questions, I'm really active with my Google Guaranteed clients, so don't hesitate to call me. I'm here for you guys, okay? What I'm also going to do is assign a lead technician to your company. This is the person actually managing your leads. So they're going to go over with you how many leads you want daily, weekly, monthly. You could always start at that minimum budget too, like I mentioned. And very, very important, they're going to be able to check your application, which I'm going to have sent to you via email and via text message here shortly.
Okay.
Okay. Now, before we schedule that appointment and have the application sent to you via email and text, for the one-time application fee, are we going to be using the same card you have on file?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. So give me one second. Let me just attach Google Guarantee to your account. And remember, this is a one-time $250 fee. You guys never have to pay it again, okay?
Okay.
All right. Give me a sec. Alright, so in 1 second here, you're going to get an email that's going to say your Google Guaranteed campaign begins. It's going to have a bunch of stuff on there, but the main thing is it's going to have the link to the application, okay? Give me one more sec. Let me just make sure that email gets sent through. Alright, here it comes. You're getting a text message too, so you have it both ways, either from the email or from the text. Now, a couple tips on this application, Anna. When you start filling it out, okay, what it's going to do is, for security purposes, if you start filling it out and you leave it, right, what's going to happen is it erases all the information, okay? So really, you kind of want to do it in one sitting. I think the timeout on it is like 5 minutes. So if you leave for 5 minutes and come back to it, it's going to be, it deletes all the info just for security purposes. Okay. Now remember too, just to speed the background check process up, just put 0 field workers, 1 owner. Or you guys can put all your field, it's completely up to you. That's just a workaround to let all you guys know, you know, to speed it up. Now, it's going to say in there to attach your license. There isn't a specific license required for your category and area. So when you get to license, you can put NA for non-applicable. If you do have, like, some special license you want to, like, display on there, you could submit it, and we'll submit it to our Google Guaranteed rep to have it show on the Google Guaranteed page. Okay? But it's not required. All right. The insurance, they're going to want to see your Accord document. So we put an example of what that looks like. If you do not have that document, all you got to do is call your insurance company. They all provide it.
Okay.
Okay. The background check too. Okay. So there's 2 companies that do the background. They go off the past 7 years. The first company is Pinkerton. If Pinkerton is doing your background check, no other information is required other than what's on the application, like driver license number, social security number, etc. Okay? The second company, and 9 times out of 10, I've noticed it is this company, the second company is Evident. If Evident is doing your background check, they're going to require you to scan the front and back of your driver's license. So let's say Jesse is the one doing the background. We'll basically send him a link, or we could send it to your phone, and what you have to do is just scan the front and back of his driver's license if Evident is doing the background check. Does that make sense?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Now, for the onboarding appointment, we block off a full 30 minutes. Usually the call's pretty quick. It's like 15 minutes or so. What they're going to do is push your application through and let you know if it's Pinkerton or Evident. Also, they're going to send you some personalization emails for your Google Guarantee page. We always like to give you guys at least a day to like get the application done. So would Monday work for you to do the onboarding appointment?
Yeah,
So give me a 1 second here. All right, what time on Monday works best for you?
About 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. All right, give me a second. They do have a one. Perfect. Okay. So you're going to get an email calendar invite right now. It's going to say local splash LSA onboarding appointment. Okay. You want to get used to that LSA term too, because that's how the leads will come through on your phone. It'll say LSA lead. Okay. All right. Just give me one sec. Send me this first one. 1 hour before the appointment too, you're going to get an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know the appointment's coming. And the way it's going to work, we're going to call you from our 877 number. As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician.
Okay.
Okay. So any questions for me so far?
What happens if we don't pass the
background check? Well, it's my job to make sure you guys will pass. So you're insured, right?
Yes.
Okay. And background check past 7 years will be fine? No felonies, right?
Not in the past 7 years, no.
Not in the past. Okay. Okay. Yeah, so they go off the past 7 years. To answer your question, if you guys don't pass, I get in trouble, you know. they're like, hey, why'd you, you know. It's never happened to me, though, because I'm really thorough on it, you know, about the requirements. As long as he doesn't have any felonies in the past 7 years and you guys have insurance on the company, you guys are going to pass for sure. Like, we'll make sure you do.
It's usually just run it under my name.
You can do that. Yeah, so if you want to put it under your name, all you do is put one owner, zero field workers, put your name, and then we run the background check on you.
Okay.
All right. And then it'd probably be better that way, too. That way, because I know when I talk to him, he's always on jobs and stuff, you know? So what's going to be important is you got to scan the front and back of your driver's license for the evident background check, you know? So that way we could trigger the text to you on the spot, you scan it, and bam, we're through with flying colors, you know?
Okay.
Okay, so just put your name. Just put zero field workers, one owner, and then you'll be golden. Good question. Did you get the applications, though, that I sent?
I got it.
Okay. So what I'd start with is uploading the insurance, you know, just that way if you don't have it handy, you don't start filling out everything else and then, you know, have to restart again. So I always recommend uploading the insurance first and then start filling it out. Those cities you put on there, those aren't stuck in stone. So if you ever want to add cities or take cities off in the future, you could always do that, too.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. Awesome. All right. Any additional questions right now?
No. So the $400 that we have to pay, is that going to be on Monday, or is that on
No, day? It's going to be after you're approved. Great question. So once you get approved, right, what's going to happen is you're going to get a phone call, email, and text verification from us saying your application is approved. And then we're going to make sure you're ready to turn your leads on. We will not charge your lead budget until you give us the green light to do that. But once we charge it, your leads will be active right at that point.
Okay. So okay. Is there a dash that I control, or is there just something that...
There is, yeah. So in your client dashboard through us right now, if you don't have the login credentials, I'll send them to you. But in your current tracking through us, we're going to add a section under leads that is going to say Google Guarantee. And that will show you every lead that came through, and it will say next to it paid or unpaid, which essentially means qualified or unqualified.
Okay.
But you'll know, too, when they come through, because it's going to come through on your phone as LSA lead, so you'll know it's a Google Guaranteed lead, you know?
Okay.
Okay. Do you have your login credentials, or do you want me to send those?
I have them, I believe, but somehow it's saved on my computer, so once I go into, once I go in there, it's off my list. But if you
okay.
Want to send it
to me, okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay, awesome. So, and I know nobody likes homework, you know, but you have a little homework. That application is the first step. So you want to get that through as quick as possible. That way, basically, the faster we get you approved, you're in the driver's seat. You're able to turn your leads on when you're ready. You know what I'm saying? So that first step is just getting all that set up. So you want to submit that as soon as possible. Okay? All right, Anna. Any additional questions right now?
Not that I can think of.
If you ever do think of any, don't hesitate to call me, okay? Extension 711. If I'm ever on the phone with another client, I'll always call you back right after I'm off the phone with them, okay? All right. I have one more question. I'm sorry. 1 p.m., you want them to call the 830 number, right? 663-3725? Okay, perfect. All right, so I'll put that in the notes. All right. All right, Anna, you have a great weekend, okay? I'll talk to you on Monday. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome.